So even though you had these great communication skills, hanging up on the guest is just really not going to be helpful.
I got to tell you a funny story. By the way, you've been very generous with your time today, and we won't keep you too much
longer. No, I've enjoyed this.
This is going to go on my greatest hits reel with my Bill Clinton, my Dick Cheney, and my Rumsfeld, and my Leno. But funny story about communication skills. Governor Richardson here is a friend of mine. He's also a friend of Clinton's. And Clinton was in town promoting Hillary when she was in the primary against Obama. And Clinton called my radio show out of the blue with no warning. And my producer, Billy at the time, who's Robert now, said, Bill Clinton's on the phone. And I said, well, first of all, I said, make sure it's him and not an impersonator. And we're having this conversation off the air during a commercial. And I said, he goes, how do I do that? And I said, how the hell do I know? I go Wikipedia him and ask him some questions, what his birth date is and this and that. 10 minutes later, Billy's talking to Bill Clinton off the air. He goes, yeah, I figured out right away it was really him. And I go, well, what have you been doing for the last 10 minutes? Oh, we're just talking. He's asking me about my family, and he's really interested in my life. And I go, Billy, he does that with everybody. I go, put him on the damn air. I go, the guy's only got 10 minutes, and you've already used all 10.
You're sitting here shooting the breeze with him and wasting all of our valuable time.
So that is another professional communicator story. I wanted to real quickly introduce my sidekick, Robert Mailer, and he's a big fan, obviously. He has a couple questions. Say hi, Robert.
How's it going, Jeff?
Hey, Robert. Robert and I go back all the way to 1 o'clock.
Exactly.
Yeah, huge fan.
He's from Arkansas, so obviously he's a fan.
What part of Arkansas, Robert?
Oh, you're going to love this. My parents grew up in Conway, Arkansas, which is between Pickles Gap and Toad Suck. Real towns.
What did it feel like when you got your first pair of shoes? I mean, was it binding on the toes?
I was 16. And,
right.
No.
So what part of the state is Conway in?
I want to say it's got to be somewhat near Little Rock, because I was born in North Jacksonville.
One of my hobbies is looking for arrowheads, and Arkansas is one of my favorite places to go. That's why I was asking. So.
Well, it's a neat place for sure.
Yeah.
So, obviously, my mom was a huge fan. She loved the You Might Be a Redneck jokes. She had years and years of them. I'm sure you got a fair share of fan submissions. Which one had you in stitches?
One of my all-time favorites. I was doing a thing one time. I was doing an interview with, like, on SiriusXM with the NASCAR channel. And the guy said, all right, make up a NASCAR redneck joke on the spot, which is not the way it usually works. But the one I came up with, I said, if your son's name is Dale Jr. and your name's not Dale, you might be a red. And then I'm like, crap, that's a good joke. You know, I'm sitting as I'm talking with him, I'm writing it down.
One story like the one you said that made me just humble and it made me cry when it happened, and sometimes when I even think about it, raised millions of dollars over the years for Wounded Warriors. And I also did this thing called Hometown for Heroes, where we would fly military guys home for Christmas because a lot of times they couldn't afford to get home for Christmas.
Yeah.
And this guy called me up one day, like Army sniper guy, young dude, and he said, I want to take you out shooting. I'm a fan of your show. So we go out. We're shooting guns I've never seen before, and I'm a gun guy. I mean, machine guns and AK this and that, AK-47s and all these great. And we're at the shooting range. Jeff, it was the best day ever if you're a gun guy. And he drove me back home, and I said, thank you for this. It was a great day. And I go, what's the deal? And he goes, 10 years ago, you flew me home for Christmas.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So that's one of those moments.
That's a cool story. My farm manager was telling a story the other day. It was like I got invited to dinner at the White House with George W. Bush. And so I'm up there in the White House, and I asked the guy, I said, can you use a cell phone in here? And he said, no, you can't use it in the White House. He said, you can go out on the porch and use it. I'm like, okay, is that okay if I go out on the porch? So I called my farm manager, and I said, he answered the phone. He's like, is everything okay? I'm like, yeah, why? He said, I thought you were having dinner at the White House. I said, I am. I said, I just had to come out on the porch. I was calling to see, did you get the corn in the ground before it started raining today? And so he tells me, he said, if you want to know what Foxworthy's like, he gets up from dinner at the White House to walk on the porch to ask me if I got the corn in the ground before it started raining.
That's great.
Hey, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and if you're listening to Jim Villanucci or Robert Mailer on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team, you might be a redneck.